Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Do you have a favorite baseball team that you root for and that you're really passionate about? The same way Americans get excited about a sport that got its start in our country, Italians get excited about a kind of music that got its start in their country. Opera. Around the year 1600, Italian composers started writing theater pieces that use music all the way through them. The word opera, opera in Italian, means work. It's actually short for opera in musica, work in music. Instead of speaking, characters in operas sing their lines. The earliest opera that's still performed is L'Orfeo by Claudio Monteverdi. When Monteverdi moved to Venice to become the music director at St. Mark's Cathedral, he continued to compose operas. By the end of the 17th century, Venice had 10 opera houses, and tourists came from all over Europe to hear opera there. Composers also came from all over Europe to learn how to write opera. By the 18th century, the best Italian opera was being written by a German composer who lived in London, England. George Frederick Handel wrote dozens of operas, and even though most of them were for English audiences, all of them were in Italian, because that was the language people expected to hear when they went to the opera. By the beginning of the 19th century, Vienna, Austria had become the center of European music. Even though they spoke German, people in Vienna, at least the Austrian nobility, still thought opera should be in Italian. So Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart composed Italian opera too. Meanwhile, back in Italy, the style of singing called bel canto, which literally means beautiful singing, began to reach its peak. The main bel canto composers were Gioachino Rossini, Gaetano Donizetti, and Vincenzo Bellini. After them came the composer who dominated Italian opera for the last half of the 19th century, Giuseppe Verdi. As Verdi got older, Italians started to wonder who would fill his operatic shoes after he died. When Pietro Mascagni composed Cavalleria Rusticana, people thought he might be the one. But Mascagni never had another hit. When Ruggero Leoncavallo composed I Pagliacci, they thought he might be the one. But Leoncavallo never had another hit either. Both Mascagni and Leoncavallo wrote in a new style called Verismo, Italian for realism. When Italian audiences heard Giacomo Puccini's work, They knew they had finally found their next great opera composer. La Bohème, Puccini's most popular opera, is about artists living a bohemian lifestyle. Next week on Classics for Kids, more about the bohemian life and about Bohemia. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.